the Kurya Shel Tiparim. We find it in him like a chain full of birds. Rashi says, Amachzera Shel Tiparim Shutim. You find birds that had a shechita done to them that I tied together. So locker the Kurya Shel Tiparim, Kurteya, so locker is Kurteya Rosh Shalechem Hem. Take off the head of one of these birds, Funoisim Loi, and give it to the Kusi, see if he eats from it. If the Kusi eats from it, then you're allowed to eat from Mishchita. Because again, we're going now that the Kusi Mageri Emesain, they have a good Gerim, and they're medagdic for themselves, and therefore if they eat from it, you have right to say it was a kosher Mishchita. But in Lav, if they do not want to eat from it, then also Lechem Mishchita. Then it's also to eat from Mishchita. So this is the Braisa. So again, the Braisa starts off the saying, when is it Mutlach Etchilo? If Yisroel is Oymed Agabov, if Yisroel is there, Mashma the whole time. Sastigmar says now, Abaye Daik Mereisha and Rava Daik Meseifa. Abaye makes the Daik from the Reisha of this Braisa, and Rava makes the Daik from the Sefer of the Baisa, from the Sefer of this Braisa. That Abaye Daik Mereisha, Abaye said before by Kusi, it's only good. Of Yisroel is there the whole time. It's not enough. Nichnas v'yotze. So he makes a deal from the Reisha. Taima, why is it good? L'chitchila, to Yisroel, Eimel Agamav, only because the Jew is standing over him. V'yotze v'nichnas loy. But if a Jew is not there the whole time, he just spots, checks, he comes in and goes out, that's not enough. We're afraid the Kusi, when the guy was out, did not do a good shechita. So that's a riot to Abaye that the Jew has to be there the whole time. However, Rava that said not like that, he is daik misayf, he's medayik from the safe for this braisa. Why? Taima de bo omotza sheshochet. Only if the Jew came at the end and found that the kusi already made a shechita. That's when we have to check it out by letting him eat from this meat. Avo bas mashma yoytse v'nichnas, but the Jew would just come in and go out, just spot check. Not just come at the end, but in between also would come in and spot check, and the Kusi knows that that the Jew could come any time, then Shapadami, the mash will be good. So the Sefer is approved to Rava. Smartak asks, if so, will Abaye, according to Abaye, Kasha Sefer? According to Abaye, the Kurta Kasha the Sefer. The Sefer is mashma, the only time it's no good, if he came at the end, but mashma, if he came in the middle, or Yetzir Benichna, it is Kasha. So Amaloch, Sabai answers back, Yoytze v'nichnas nami, bo'o motza korilei. This price to consider if the Jew just goes in and goes out, the yoytze v'nichnas, he just spot checks, that's like zero, it's not worth anything. That's considered like he come at the end, they found the shechita was done already. Abaye is medayik dik again as a ratio, that the Jew has to be over him and watch him the whole time. But if he's not there the whole time, even though he comes in and goes out, it's considered like he wasn't there, like he first came at the end of the shechita. That's the way Abaye learns from this braisa. Now the Gemara is though, but the Rav, according to Rav, Kasha Reisha, Rav that says, no, Yetzir v'nichnas is enough, says the Kasha the Reisha, why does the Reisha have to say the Jew was there the whole time? Oh, Maloch, so Rav ends back and says, Yetzir v'nichnas nami koimir agabiv dami, t'enich nami, that even though it says he's oimir agabov, but it doesn't really mean it. It means even Allah of Yetzir v'nichnas, if a Jew just comes in and spot checks, that's also considered as if the Jew is there, and therefore it's kosher. So the Kitzur Rava makes the Ikadir from the Sefer, and his Miyash of the Reisha means like he says also that Yetzir v'nichnas is kosher, it's as good as if the Jew is there the whole time. Then the Brayis ends off Yetzir, by the same similar locher is, Motza b'yodah d'kurya shotiparim. If you find in the hands of a kusi a string full of birds that had a shechita done to them, so in Kitzur they did the shechita already. Nobody was there when they did the shechita. So in the same halacha that kateya roishay, you have to cut off the head of one of them and give it to the kusi, see if he'll eat from it or not. So the answer is to the question: Am I? Why is this enough? Lechus, let's be afraid. Til mahayu to have a shachet shapir. Maybe the kusi only made the shechita good on one of them. Punk the one bird, the one head that you're giving him, that one was the good shechita. But maybe the other ones were no good. So here it's the case that you found a few birds. So why is it enough just to give him the head of one bird? Who says the other birds were good? Maybe just this one bird had a good shechita, and not the other ones. See what Omar ben Ashram Nashi says, here we have Simonimi, Yesimin, Machnes, Ismol,
B'schorim, that one third says, B'machnisen tachas k'nofuf. We're talking about that the person is holding it underneath his arm-like. Yeah, Rashi says it means the Yisrael Zed, this Jew, he's like hiding all these birds. Therefore the Kusi can't tell which bird he gave him. So therefore, if he eats from it, it's a right, he knows for sure all of them, the Shechita was done well. Because if he had a Sofik, he won't eat from it. That's one third. For the more still has no Viduma, Simno, Heavy, Yoiv, Lebigavei, maybe the Kusi had a Simin, like he knew exactly which bird he made a good Shechita on. So any head you give him, let's still be afraid, maybe only that one he's going to eat, because he has a simon on it. But maybe the other ones that are no simon on it, maybe it shouldn't be good. So still a kasha, it's fact, he eats one, what's the right, the other ones are kosher. On the Rav Misharshiyo, the Misamesas Lei, Misamusei. Now what Rashi says, Mamakoyu Machashtoi, that the Jews squashed them, so it's not going to be any more simon on them. Like even though when the Kusi had it, maybe there was a good scratch or something, but the Jew banged them up. So therefore, Makiv, like, pressed it down, so therefore any simonim went away. So therefore, again, if the Kusi eats from it, it's a proof that all the Shechitas were done well. For the more still, maybe no Viduma, maybe Ksarvi Kusim, maybe the Kusim hold it, ain't Shechit Liyaf Minatayra. Maybe they hold it Midi Raisa, so there's no Chiyav to make a Shechit on a knife. We reveal it to Machlokes later on in the Gemara. Whether it's Midi Rice or only Midi Rabbanim. If it'll only be Midi Rabbanim, it could be they don't hold from the Rabbanim. He's Kusim. So again, what's the proof? The fact they eat from it, maybe they ate from it even though they didn't make a good Shechita, because they hold you only the Shechita. Rashi says, Mishum Dleik Siv Zavicha Behedja. It doesn't say Lushan Zavicha by birds. Ela Bebok of Itzayn, Dich Siv Zavachtan of Kochum Itzayncho. V'yanan Yafinim Willan Ad Leida Bekesha. But maybe the Kusim don't hold like this. So Bechlau, maybe the fact they eat from it is no proof they made a good Shechita. Maybe they hold you don't need a Shechita. So again, how could we eat from it after they eat from it? So my answer is, all the time, like if you're afraid for this, yeah, the time Rashi said that Hach Zavichar, even Loshan Zavichar, that does says Babok of its sign, it doesn't say all the halachas there, it just says in the Shechita. But the moral of the Taimich, Shia, that's one psul that you could do b'shah Shechita, means you wait. For the time you start shechting, you just wait. Whereas Rosso, you press down without cutting. Whereas Chalodo, you stick the knife in between the simonim. Whereas Hagroma, that means you make the Shechita too far up, out of the place of the Shechita. Whereas the Iker, you like just uproot the simonim, you pick them out of its place. So these are the five psulim Shechita. We'll learn more about this later on. So the question is, Miksivan, does it say in the Torah? It doesn't say in the Torah. So you have to have a question. Bechlal, even if a Kusi like eats from it, maybe he doesn't hold from these halachas. So how could we eat from the Shechita Kusi does? It just says in the Torah B'Savachta. But the actual halachas, though, it doesn't say there. So what do you have to say? Elakivan di Arzikubhu, Arzikubhu. That since Lamaisa the Kusim accepted upon themselves this mitzvah Shechita, so when they accept upon it, we say they did it 100%. So that's why we're semech on their Shechita. If so, Hochinami by birds also, Kivan the Yachziku Yachziku, that since Lamaisa we see the way the Kusim, when they eat a bird, they shecht it first, so you see they accepted upon themselves these halachas. So something they accepted, like we see the Machzah, they always do, we have right to be semech, they do it the right way. The moral sum dena machlokes. Smor says this svarataka that the achsuk v'lo yachsik b'deloik siva tanoihi. That something that doesn't say clearly in the Torah. So you want to be saying that the kustim do a good job. The fact that we see they do it, the muksik that they do it. If you rely on that amount, it's machlokes tanoim. Rashi says v'yachsul yachsik b'deloik siva tanoihi. Mitzvah shenik suva. A mitzvah doesn't say clearly in the Torah. Beferish b'Torah. But Reino Sherzika, but we see the way the Kusim do that mitzvah. Do we say, Kivan the Yachzik Ledidhu, Achzik Namadidan, that since they grab a hold and do that mitzvah, they do it 100%, even the way we would like the mitzvah to be done? So therefore, the Shechita is a good Shechita. But we also maybe know, since it doesn't fulfill in the Torah, even though they do it a little bit, maybe they don't do it completely, so you can't be Samech on them. That's the Machlokes Tanoim. Where's the Machlokes Tanoim? Where the Tanoim learn like this? It says, Matzah Kusi. he a matzah for Pesach. Let's say that a kusi makes the matzah. So lochur is muteris, that you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. It's not chometz. And the yodim yotzav oidech avosav a Pesach. Who would then, you could even use it for your matzah on Pesach the night to be yotzav the mitzvah. Rashi says, V'yodim yotzav oidech avosav shakosav kevei achoy v'lecha matzah. The mitzvah midirais, it hit matzah at least the first night. V'leo rishon, the seer derav toichlo matzahis. V'yim yoshav lo yochal, a person does not eat matzah the first night of Pesach. Over the Yessa, you're over in Yisra say. So this Tana holds that if a kusi is matzah, he could be yotzah the mitzvah. He does it l'shmo, he could be yotzah the mitzvah. Yeah. Rashi is the Kama Sunu Mor said question, once you say it's mutatidit, l'chur pshit, he could be yotzah the mitzvah. Like, what's the two things here? That it's mutatidit, then you're also yotzah. That will soon see. So Tana Kama holds, you're allowed to eat it, and you're yotzah the mitzvah. We have Lezer Weimer, Oysa, he holds, no, you're not allowed to eat this. Rashi says, I feel luckily, you're not even allowed to eat it on Pesach. Why? That if you shame bikim, but the duke mitzvahs, ki Yisrael, they're not so medactic. Rashi says, and yoidim l'shoimra, they don't know how to watch it. Well, havchen ben seila said, they don't know when the dolek becomes chometz. So even though maybe they try, but they don't know the halachas. So if Rabbi Elazar holds, you have to be knowing like it's chometz, and you can't eat it on Pesach. Yes, Rabbi Elazar shiti, oisla fi shame bikim, but the duke mitzvahs, ki Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loimer, kol mitzvah sher ziko bo kusim, any mitzvah that we see the kusi accepted and really does the mitzvah, harbe medaktik kim bo yosim Yisrael, he yells there, even watch out, they're more medaktik, more than a regular Yisrael is. That's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Shita. So, that's the sheet that holds that even though it does have a ferish in the Torah, but as long as we see the medaktik, the muchzik, that's a good. So that's what we're saying before also, by these shchita v'noif, that since the muhsik, it's a good shchita, that's a quote of Shimon Gamliel. So that explains it now. Omar Ma, what we just say before, matzas kusi, the kusi makes a matzah. And by the way, we're going now according to the shchita, the kusi were geri emes, that they have a lecha like Yisrael. So it says, the Tanakam holds muteros, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach. And secondly, the yodim yotza, by the chavos v'pesach, yotza the mitzvah's matzah. For the more shchita, of course, Rashi says, the yotze bo. Since you're allowed to eat it, it's not chometz, so what the yotze the mitzvah? Samor says, no. Madatem, I would have thought to say, loy bikiya b'shimur. Maybe they're not so bikim in watching it. Rashi says, madatem, ah, forgot the pshitulon lo nichul hachmet, they don't let it become chometz, and you're allowed to eat it, but maybe they're not bikim to make the shimur the shem matzah shem mitzvah. So you won't be yotze the mitzvah with it. Since they don't watch it, especially l'shem mitzvah, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah. So that's the chiddush here. That we say no kamash malon, that they watch it l'shem mitzvah's matzah, that a matzah kusi makes was made l'shmo, and you could be yotzei the mitzvah with it. That's what the Tanakam holds. Reb Lezer holds no, it's also tirit. If we shame bikim, they do get mitzvahs, because they're not medakta, they don't know how to watch it from chametz. Why kisavri he holds. Loy bikiya b'shimer, they're not bikiyim in shimer. Yes, Rashi says Taki not gurus this, but Tavim Mishum Chims Yontekumot they're not bikiyim in shimer. That will be much more just they don't do it l'shem mitzvahs matzah. The Chur going now stronger. That according to Reb Lezer, it's even also tidit. So Chur not supposed to be gurus this. Rashi says. Yeah. Because Pasha according to Reb Lezer, it's mamish chometz. You have to be afraid it's chometz. Then the third sheet that we had was Rav Shimon Gamliel Loimer. He says, it depends. Kol mitzvah shechziko bo kusim harbi medaktikim bo yosim Yisrael. A mitzvah that a kus accepted upon themselves that they do, they're medak, that they watch it more carefully than a Jew. For the Moluchur Hanatanakam, it's the same thing as the Tanakam. He also says, matzis kusi kibiyotzi de mitzvah with it. So what's the machlokes? The Gemara says, ikibinayu de ksivo. What's going to be a mitzvah that says clearly in the Torah, and we don't know whether they're machzik or not? That'll be enough kemina. Rashzika Benawa, she says, Nils Nachsiva B'Yeraisa, V'Loyadinin, we do not know for sure whether they accept it or not. Tanakama, Sava Tanakama holds, Kiva D'Ksiva, since it says in the Torah, L'Moshe here by Matzah, and not eat chometz and pesach, that says clearly in the Torah, therefore, for God, L'Yachziku Bo, even though we don't see for sure the kusim accepted upon themselves, still we have a right to say they do it. Because since it says in the Torah, there's mitzvahs of matzah and chometz, so for sure they're medaktik in it. That's a Tanakama. But if Shimon Gamliel, he adds on and says no. He holds on and says, it depends. in. If we see the way the machzik means they actually do the mitzvah well, then you could be samech on the matzah. But even though it says in the Torah, if we would not see them be muchzik in it, then we cannot eat the matzah. For the mori hochiv, so kol mitzvah shechziko bakusim, what's lashon of kol mitzvah shechziko? It should have said im echziko miboylei. Like you're talking about even mitzvahs that says in the Torah, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it's only good if they're machzik. So it should have said lashon of im echziko miboylei. So that's not mashma, that's not machlokes. Rashi says im echziko miboylei. The hashtav mashma shapa de pligya tavayu. They're arguing 2 points. The Tanakama the shori bli chazaka. Tanakama says even without a chazak, it's muta. Reb Lezer the Yosef filo aziko. Yes, Reb Lezer the Yosef shingalil lemeima in merziku medatik yimbo umuto. Yeah, so that's the way she said the lashon. So Gemara says rather. Yeah, the light fever, a mitzvah doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but still the achzikobo, that we know for sure the kusim do that mitzvah. Tanakam is of our kivan the light fever, since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah that mitzvah, afagav the achzikobo, even though they grab hold of it, namiloi, still it's no good. That's why Tanakam says only by mitzvah's matzah, that the Torah says clearly, then we can rely on them. But not another mitzvah, let's say like by Shechita, since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, we can't rely on them. Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, Kivan the Achzik, no, that as long as they're Machzik in the mitzvah, that's enough. Even though it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, like by Shechita. But if we see and we know the way they're Machzik in the mitzvah, that's good. So that's what I was saying before, by Kusim, the Shechita is good, that goes according to this man the Yama. As long as they're Machzik to do the mitzvah, we could rely on them. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, what we have before, and Daf Gimel we had, Omar Rav, Rav says, Yisrael Muma, if you have a Jew that does Averis, but Oichon Avelis Latiyovin, he only eats Treifas Navelis when it's convenient for him. But if he has kosher, in the same place that serves both kosher and Treifas, by kosher. So such a person, Rav has said before, Boidik Sakin, all you have to do is check out the knife before he does the Shechita, Finoisim Lai, and then let him do the Shechita. So since he doesn't do it lachis, if he could do a kashra shchita, he'll do the kashra shchita. And therefore, mut lechum mishchita, so we'll not eat from mishchita. Now, my time, what's the reason of Rava? That kivon diika teira v'yisura, since it's up to him now to make this animal kasha, or else he could do a bad job and make it isa, is l'shove katera v'yachal yisura, this person doesn't leave over heter and eat isa. Like in the same place they serve both kosher and treif, he'll eat kosher. So since it's up to him to make a kosher shchita, and he could do it, Avada will say he does it. Therefore, you'll not eat from his shchita as long as he checked out the night before. Moses says, Yehochi, if so, kiloi bodik nami, even if we don't check out the night first, it should also be the same story. It's up to him. So most probably he'll check out the night himself. He wants to make sure he'll do a good job. Something more says no. And Rabbi holds, mitrach le Torah, he won't bother too much. That's too much bother already. Mashma to check out, Rashi says in Lo Yimtzenu Yofo, maybe you look it over, but if it doesn't come out to be a good knife, he won't go after trying to find another knife. How much he won't bother. Therefore, it's not enough to leave it in, rather we have to check out the knife first. Omru le Rabbonu le Rabbah, so Rabbonu said back to Rava, Tanya de Meselech, let me, I'll bring you proof to what you're saying. It says, Alocha, Chemtson Shloi Vreyavera. If you have Chomitz, of people that do Averis. Rashi says, Shein Mevarim Lichon Zapesach Mufnei Hefseda. They're Jews, but they don't sell, they don't get rid of the Chometz before Pesach, because they're off the Hefseda, not to lose it, they're over the Avera. So Chemtson means Chometz, Shalevi Avera means Achra Pesach. It means a Jew owned Pesach, he was over the Iser, or by Yiro, or by Yimotzi, he owned Pesach, he owned Chometz during Pesach. Now we have to Pesach, it says Halacha, that Muter Miyad, we could use his